Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, among other things, you're going to get an earful of music, and a little later on we're going to have a boycott. But to get us started, looking back at this past week in history, last week, March 13th, was Uncle Sam Day. On that day, way back in 1852, the New York Lantern newspaper published an Uncle Sam cartoon for the first time. The drawing was the work of Frank Henry Ballou, and over the years the caricature changed, with Uncle Sam becoming symbolic of the U.S. A prime example of this symbolism is U.S. Army posters that portrayed Uncle Sam pointing and saying, "I want you." Uncle Sam always wore a suit of red, white, and blue, a hat with stars, and trousers with stripes running down his long legs. The stories of how he became known as Uncle Sam are varied, but include a dock worker wondering what the words "from U.S." stamped on shipping crates meant. Reportedly, he was jokingly told it meant "from Uncle Sam." But here are some songs about some other Sams, starting off with Harry Reaser's Syncopators.
You'll find this fella on any campus.
Ooh.
Collegiate Sam. He wears a whoopee hat and goodness knows he don't use garters on his hose. Ain't he the ladies' man, Collegiate Sam? He's got a Dunhill pipe and a fancy vest, a perfect type for an old gold test. Ain't he the ladies' man, Collegiate Sam? And though he couldn't pass a French or Greek exam, what he could do to any chic exam. I've heard it said on good authority, he'd wreck a whole sorority, that red-hot ladies' man, Collegiate Sam. He walks and talks.
Collegiate.
He eats and sleeps.
Collegiate.
Collegiate through and through. His ties are all.
Collegiate.
His shoes are all.
Collegiate.
His clothes are all.
Collegiate.
Collegiate through and through. His raccoon coat.
His raccoon coat.
His alley cat.
His alley cat.
They threw it out.
They threw him out.
Of every friend.
Outside some.
He finds them in.
Collegiate.
He loves them in.
Collegiate.
But he leaves them in.
Collegiate.
Collegiate through and through.
Up and down the street,
all the ladies he will greet. Alley-oop, any carrots, any peaches, any pears.
Sam, Sam, vegetable man.
A nickel here, a nickel there, won't make him a millionaire. But he's happy because he hasn't got to worry or care.
Sam, Sam, the vegetable man.
Cantaloupe, sweet potatoes. If you want yellow yams, all you do is haul a Sam. He'll bring them to you. And late at night when work is through, Sam goes in full swing of brew. When the mare's in the stable and the cow's been fed, the peaches and the pears are all in the shed. He's on his way to paint the old town red. Sam, Sam, the vegetable man.
Any apples?
No.
Any pears?
No.
Any yam?
No.
Any gam?
Yeah.
Well, lay them on, man.
Some Sam songs to commemorate the first Uncle Sam cartoon published in 1852. We started off with Harry Reaser's Syncopators with the unmistakable voice of Tommy Stax and Collegiate Sam. Then it was Stuff Smith and his Onyx Club Boys and Sam the Vegetable Man from December of 1939. Hezekiah Leroy Gordon Smith was born in Portsmouth, Ohio on August 14, 1909. His father was a barber and an amateur musician, and Stuff began playing in his father's band at age 12 and later won a music scholarship to a North Carolina university. In the mid-20s, he played with Alfonso Trent's band, a territory band in Kentucky. He went to New York in 1928 and played briefly with Jelly Roll Morton before returning to play and record with the Trent band. He left there to front his own group in Buffalo. In 1936, he returned to New York City, and his sextet enjoyed a long residency at the Onyx Club on 52nd Street. He took the band to the West Coast for several months in 1937, but returned to the Onyx Club in 1944-45 with a trio. After the war, he moved to Chicago, opened a restaurant, and continued playing with his own small bands. In 1965, he toured Europe, playing and recording in several countries. Stuff Smith died in Munich, Germany on September 25, 1967, and is buried in Copenhagen, Denmark. This is Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. Here's another Sam song from Zez Confrey and his orchestra.
Thank you.
Sam Morgan's Jazz Band recording in Werlein's Music Store on Canal Street in New Orleans in 1927, and everybody's talking about Sammy. Cornetist Sam Morgan himself on the vocal on that tune, which was recorded by Jug Bands as Take Your Finger Off It and What's That Tastes Like Gravy. And before that, Zez Confrey and his orchestra and a Walter Donaldson tune from October 13, 1922, True Blue Sam. And this is True Blue Glenn Robison on Rapidly Rotating Records. We're going to have a boycott when we return right after this. We're back with more Rapidly Rotating Records. A boycott is a group action in which many people withdraw their support or business in order to demonstrate their dissatisfaction. Now, no, we're not really going to have a boycott, and I hope there's not one against the show. I bring up the subject because this past week, March 12th, marked the birth in 1832 of Charles Boycott. Mr. Boycott was a wealthy Irish landowner who, in 1880, refused to lower the rent he charged in compliance with new land reform laws. When instead he served eviction notices, his tenants refused to deal with him in any way, and Charles C. Boycott suddenly found himself isolated, unable to keep his servants or even to buy food. This first boycott was a success. Charles Boycott fled to England, and his name has been part of the English language ever since. It has also entered other languages, including French, Dutch, German, and Russian. So for all the landlords and tenants out there, we've got some songs about rent. This first song is by the Dixieland Jug Blowers. It starts out with kind of a mini sermon on current events of the time, delivered by Earl MacDonald. Listen through to the end of the sermon, and you'll be treated to a hot little solo by New Orleans clarinetist Johnny Dodds.
High skirts and bootlegs, let me have your most kind and noble attention, if you don't mind, for a few minutes, if you will. And don't start that ringing and twisting. I've got something to spoken, and I want it quiet and ghosting while I'm present this marvelous pronunciation.
Amen.
Now I declare this meeting duly open for what might come forth. And the subject is short skirts, but oh, how sweet.
Amen.
Now they say that Adam bit the apple is the cause of us wearing clothes today. But I think he got cheated on the first bite.
Amen.
Now in 1872, the scissors factory sold only 5,000 pairs of scissors. And I see here, in 1926, they done sold 5,000 carloads for shorting women's skirts and shorting women's hair. It seems to me like they are trying to make the skirts catch up with the barbed hair.
They don't miss it, brother.
Why? Skirts are getting short and shorter every year. Well, this is 1926, and I do hope I live to see 1936.
Well, it won't be long now.
Amen.
And that's all I'm got to say now, for there's going to be a house rent ball upstairs tonight, and I want to be the first one to shake a leg. I hear the music now. Come on, boy, let's go. The meeting I'm closed.
Amen.
Thank you. has got me, won't let me go. It's trying to double up on me. Good luck has crossed me, bad luck has forced me down to my one last cent. I'm right in the middle of solving the riddle known as raising the rent. Steal, beg, or borrow, I've got till tomorrow. Landlord, the mean old gent, come to a showdown and he wants a lowdown if I'm raising the rent. Better times are taking too long, the panic's on and it's hitting me too strong. Got a right to sing a blues song, trouble has got me down. I've made my mind up, I'd rather wind up camping out in a tent than being in the middle of solving the riddle known as raising the rent.
We started off this set of Rent songs with House Rent Rag by the Dixieland Jug Blowers, a group from Louisville, Kentucky, which even before World War I had performed in such far-flung places as Chicago and New York. The band consisted of two jugs, three banjos, a fiddle, and an alto sax. They were joined on this December 11, 1926 session by New Orleans clarinetist Johnny Dodds. House Rent Rag was co-written by Henry Clifford and Earl MacDonald, the two jug players in the group. The tune would be known in 1930s Western swing as Draggin' the Bow, and it's been recorded under many other titles over the years. After the Dixieland Jug Blowers, we heard Ramona and her grand piano, accompanied by Roy Bargee, also on piano, Bunny Berrigan's trumpet, and Benny Bonasio's clarinet, and Raising the Rent from the Cotton Club Review, written by Ted Kohler and Harold Arlen. That was recorded by Victor in Camden, New Jersey on April 20th, 1933. Ramona was Ramona Davies, who went simply by the stage name of Ramona. For a time, she was with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra, and her solo act was sponsored by Whiteman. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records on Island Radio, KISL-FM, 88.7, Avalon, a community service of the Catalina Island Performing Arts Foundation. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6, and now KISL is available in cyberspace. That's right. Through the courtesy of Willowbrook Technology, KISL is now available streaming online. Your friends and family who are outside of the broadcast signal, but who have an internet connection, can now enjoy the same unique programming that you enjoy over the air. There's a link on KISL's website at www.kisl.org, as well as on my own website, www.glennrobison.com. Continuing our Rent set of songs, here are the Harlem Hotshots.
Say, boy, what's that you got in your hand?
A pair of dice.
A pair of dice? Let's have a little dice game. Oh, man, two bets I shoot.
I got a dime.
Got a dime?
I got a dime.
Nickel mo.
I catch another nickel.
Yeah, I'll go. Top seven dice. Whoop, wait a minute. Grab that money. Grab that dice.
Might be the law.
Might be the law at that. Who is that out there?
Is it Colonel Franklin, the landlord?
The landlord? But what the landlord want around here?
Well, your rent was $230.
Oh, fellas, what is I'ma do?
Yeah.
I tell you what let's do.
What's that?
Let's give a house rent party.
Well, what is that?
Well, you invite everybody and make them pay at the dough.
Oh, I see. Now, that's a good idea. Now, y'all get that beat-up change what we got here, and we'll start this house rent party off ourselves. We'll have Brother Big Eye round up the folks around the neighborhood. Now that everything is going to be all right, I'll start this off right now. Now everything is good and ready, from liquor down to spaghetti. We're going to have a ball until the four walls fall, but it's house rent party day. You don't need no invitation, for it will be an open station. Tap lightly on that bell, we can hear you swell, but it's house rent party day. Why don't you climb up them stairs, sample the wares, 'cause nobody cares what you may say or do. You'll see cheeky fellas buzzing with brown skin sheepers by the dozen. They're gonna cut the rug and holler, bring a jug, 'cause it's house rent party day. Oh, beat it out, Eddie Miller. This certainly turned out to be a fine social. Look, even the landlord is swinging.
Yes, sir. I'm having an enjoyable time.
Well, if you really want to enjoy this party, why don't you grab that band's guitar and swing in with the band?
Ha, ha, ha. I believe I will.
Wingy Minone, Matty Matlock, Eddie Miller, Gil Bowers, Nappy Lamar, Harry Goodman, and Ray Boddock, the Harlem Hotshots, New York, February 20th, 1935, and House Rent Party Day. Rent parties were common in Harlem from the early 1920s. Families facing eviction would hold a party. Food would be prepared, and people would bring their own liquor. At the end of the day, a collection would be taken up, and contributions were usually generous because everyone knew that they might have to do the same thing at some point in their lives. This is Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL. I'm Glenn Robison. We'll be back with an earful of toe-tapping music when we return right after this. Chester Greenwood lived in Farmington, Maine. Now, Maine winters can be pretty harsh and cold, and necessity being the mother of invention, Mr. Greenwood's ears must have gotten cold during the winter of 1877, for it was on March 13th of that year that Chester Greenwood received a patent for the earmuff. So here to commemorate Mr. Greenwood's invention are some songs about ears, starting off with the Hi-Hatters.
Want the public get praise, but as a pet phrase, it'll do do do, poo-poo-roo it, soft and cue it, make me happy, you can do it, with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. Thank you.
When I sing about you. When I talk about you. When I dream about you. You occupy my every little moment, night and day. Your praises are sung, 'cause I love you so. Your name is on the tip of my tongue, everywhere I go. Were your ears burning, baby? I talked about you last night. Were your ears burning, baby? I said you were such a delight. Told everyone I chanced to meet how really sweet you are. How adorable, how caressable, and that you were simply such a darling. Were your ears burning, baby? I told them that you were okay. Where I went, you were the topic of conversation. My heart is burning. How thrilling it really would be if my ears were burning and you said nice little things about me. Such a darling. Oh, were your ears burning, baby? I told them that you were okay. Where I went, you were the topic of conversation. My heart is burning. How thrilling it really would be if my ears were burning and you said nice little sweet little things about me.
Thank you. gosh, I miss it, something fearful. And this cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stocks can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with the cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a set phrase, what the public get phrase, but as a pet phrase, it'll do, do, do. Boo-boo-roo it, soft and cue it, make me happy, you can do it, with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. And this cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stocks can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you.
We began and ended that earful of music with Cheerful Little Earful. The first version was from the Hi-Hatters, with Johnny Marvin performing the vocal on October 28, 1930. And we just ended with Smith Ballou's rendition from the same year, backed by Vincent Lopez and his orchestra. In between, from the film Shoot the Works, we heard Were Your Ears Burning, Baby, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel, and recorded by the glorifier of American song, Ruth Etting, on May 10, 1934. And from February 18, 1928, Jan Garber and his orchestra and Tin Ear. Tin Ear was co-written by Phil Wall and Bob Efros. Efros was in great demand as a trumpeter in the 1920s and is on hundreds of Ben Selvin records, including Mama Inez, on which he produced a fiendish laugh. I'll have to play that record one of these coming weeks. An earful of music to commemorate the invention of the earmuff in 1877. And you're hearing it all on Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6, here on Island Radio, KISL FM 88.7, Avalon. I'm Glenn Robison, reminding you that your requests and comments are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or by postal mail to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711, or by phone at area code 909-641-0805, 909-641-0805. We'll be back with Frank Crummett, Ted Weems, Coon Sanders, and Snooks Friedman when we return right after this. This past week on March 17th in 1926, The Girlfriend opened at the Vanderbilt Theater in New York. From the book by Herbert Fields, the music was by Richard Rodgers and lyrics by Lorenz Hart. The Girlfriend ran for 301 performances. Blue Room and Mountain Greenery are a couple of songs from the show that we've played here on Rapidly Rotating Records, but to commemorate The Girlfriend, tonight we've got some songs about girlfriends, starting off with one from the show. Here's Frank Crummett.
My girl is the kind of girl for steady company. It's steady company that I prefer. When in the Charleston dance I want a bump a company, I want a bumpany with her. Homely wrecks appeal when their checks appeal, but she has sex appeal, yes sir. Wait till I tell you, isn't she cute? Isn't she sweet? She's gentle and mentally nearly complete. She's knockout, she's regal, her beauty's illegal. She's a girlfriend, yes sir. Take her to dance, take her to tea. It's stunning how cunning this lady can be. A look at this vision will cause a collision. She's a girlfriend. She is smart, she's refined. How can she be real? She has heart, she has mind. Why, guys, the girl's ideal. Isn't she cute? Isn't she sweet? An eyeful, you dieful, a pleasure to meet. In my funny fashion, I'm cursed with a passion for the girlfriend. She's very short on looks, but long on decency. She's long on decency, she's very tame. But she has made an awful hit with me since she, a hit with me since she first came. I have seen so well, she won't scream so well, but that girl means so well, she's game. Just listen, isn't she cute, isn't she sweet? She's gentle and mentally nearly complete. She's knockout, she's regal, her beauty's illegal. She's a girlfriend, yes sir. Take her to dance, take her to tea. It's stunning how cunning this lady can be. A look at this vision will cause a collision. She's a girlfriend. She is smart, she's refined. How can she be real? She has heart, she has mind. Gosh, the girl's ideal. Isn't she cute? Isn't she sweet? An eye for you, die for a pleasure to meet. In my funny fashion, I'm cursed with a passion for the girlfriend. Isn't she cute? Isn't she sweet? She's gentle and mentally nearly complete. It's strange that this girl can adore such an oil can. I'm the boyfriend. Yes, sir. Take her to dance, take her to tea. It's stunning how cunning this lady can be. She ain't got no culture, she's keen as a vulture. She's a girlfriend. She is smart, she's refined. How can she be real? She has heart, she has mind. Shucks, the girl's ideal. Isn't she cute? Isn't she sweet? An eye for you, die for a pleasure to meet. In my funny fashion, I'm cursed with a passion for the girlfriend. Yes, sir.
if she likes me, I don't think I'm wrong. It kind of strikes me, we're gonna get along. Is she my girlfriend? Howdy, I doubt. Gee whiz, I'll say she is, and I'm her boyfriend now.
Take her to dance, take her to tea. It's stunning how cunning this lady can be.
pleasure to me. In my funny fashion, I'm cursed with a passion for the girlfriend.
Not one, not two, but three versions of The Girlfriend. Frank Crummett, George Olson, and Chick Endor. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 in Avalon. I'll be here again next Sunday, and hope you will be too. In the meantime, I do thank you for your very kind attention.